Constitutional Showdown, The Deep State's War on America, General Flynn Breaks the Silence. America at a Crossroads, A War Within. This is not about Republicans and Democrats. This is a war, General Michael Flynn. As Americans have just celebrated our Independence Day, the question looms: are we still a free people? On July 4th, we remembered our founding, a declaration of liberty rooted in God-given rights and resistance to tyranny. But today, our greatest threats come not from overseas but from within. In a stunning, no-holds-barred interview with Benny Johnson, General Michael Flynn revealed the depths of a Marxist revolution that has infiltrated the highest levels of our intelligence community and government. What was once whispered is now shouted: the deep state tried to overthrow the presidency of Donald Trump. Flynn identifies three chief operatives: former CIA Director John Brennan, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and former FBI Director James Comey. These men led a conspiracy to frame Trump and destroy Flynn as a warning shot to anyone daring to challenge the regime. And they didn't act alone. The Obama White House coordinated the plot, the media played its part, and establishment Republicans stood down, or joined in. Watch the full interview between Benny Johnson and General Flynn to hear the truth the media won't cover. A coup in real time, the meetings that changed history. General Flynn outlines two pivotal meetings in January 2017. January 5th, President Obama meets in the Oval Office with Biden, Susan Rice, Comey, Clapper, and Brennan. Their mission? Get Flynn to get Trump. January 6th, the same officials travel to Trump Tower to present false intelligence and launch the Russia hoax. Flynn, not yet aware of the January 5th conspiracy, sets up the meeting as Trump's incoming national security advisor. In that Trump Tower meeting, Flynn questioned NSA Director Mike Rogers about the confidence level in the Russian interference report. Rogers admitted the intel was weak, yet Comey, Brennan, and Clapper pressed forward, pushing low-confidence propaganda as fact. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. This is how the Russia collusion hoax began. Not from valid evidence, but from an orchestrated assault to derail Trump before he could take office. The kill shot and the smear campaign. Flynn was targeted with military precision. He recalls the rapid sequence. January 5th, conspiracy meeting in the White House. January 6th, setup briefing in Trump Tower. January 10th, media kill shot launched by Washington Post. S. David Ignatius at Clapper's direction. Within days, Flynn was forced out. The narrative was locked. The intelligence community had declared war on the presidency, using the media as its weapon. Treason, not politics. Flynn is unequivocal. What happened was treason. He cites CIA assessments, the Durham report, and a mountain of internal documents that show how Brennan, Clapper, and Comey knowingly misled Trump and the American people. The intelligence community didn't just fail in its duty, it usurped power. They are soldiers in a larger globalist cabal. Flynn calls for immediate investigation and prosecution. He insists Trump must crush the deep state just as he crushed Iran's nuclear program. Not as revenge, but to preserve the Constitution. These three men, Brennan, Clapper, and Comey, are the archetypes of the revolution against the American people. A president's sacred duty. Flynn highlights the solemn oath that only the president takes: preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. No other official swears to preserve it. That burden rests solely on the shoulders of the president. And Flynn believes that Trump, by divine providence, was raised up for this very moment. He survived an assassin's bullet. I believe he was ordained by God. This aligns with a biblical worldview. God appoints leaders for seasons of judgment and restoration. As Proverbs chapter 21 verse 1 reminds us, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. Flynn urges Trump to use his constitutional powers. Title 50 National Security Authorities. Declassification Authority. Commander-in-Chief and Law Enforcement Powers. The President must use these tools to investigate, prosecute, and permanently dismantle the entrenched Marxist state operating from within. The real enemy is domestic. Flynn repeatedly emphasizes, the greatest threat is not China, Russia, or Iran. The biggest national security threat we face is internal. He describes a cabal of globalists, technocrats, and Marxist ideologues, not just in D.C., but in Silicon Valley, academia, and Congress. These are enemies of the Constitution, and they want the sovereign United States replaced with global governance. From a Christian perspective, this is a war between light and darkness. As Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 declares, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world." Nuremberg Trials for Treason? Flynn draws a chilling parallel to the post-World War II Nuremberg Trials. He invokes the doctrine that just following orders is not a defense. Mayorkas, investigate him. Clapper, bring him in without a lawyer. Brennan, Comey, demand texts, emails, classified records. Let the American people hear the truth. There is no statute of limitations for treason. Flynn argues that Trump, advised by national security leaders like Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Stephen Miller, must act with urgency. Time to act. The clock is ticking. The revolution is not coming. It already happened. We are now in the counter-revolution phase. This moment demands action from every patriot, every believer in the rule of law, and especially from the president. If Trump doesn't act, I don't know who else will. Resources for further review. Pardon of Innocence, by General Michael Flynn. Benny Johnson Interview, YouTube. Durham Report Summary, U.S. Department of Justice.